All right, good evening to this Monday evening show with Win Free and Terry Brown, located in Sedona, Arizona. My name is Harris Minderhout. I'm located in Los Molinos, California. This is, as usual, simulcast with a conference call, and we just had the first caller join in. I welcome you. Please say your name and location.
Lauren from Forks, Washington.
Oh, hi, Lauren. Welcome. And I welcome the next caller. Please say your name and location.
This is Grandma White Dove in Idaho. Good evening, hon.
Welcome, Grandma.
Hi, everybody.
Howdy.
Hi, Lauren.
Howdy. You made it. Howdy. That's good.
Yeah, I made it. Did you get my email earlier?
I did.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
Lauren, you're still calling from your computer, or do you have a phone?
No, I'm calling from my computer.
All right. All right. And if you're listening in online through BBS Radio, thank you for joining in. We're still a couple of minutes away from the hour. And we will find out shortly what Win is going to bring tonight. And of course, as usual, every day we do our Whole Planet Healing Meditative Conference Call at 7 p.m. Pacific Time. You can only join in per phone on the conference call. The phone number is 712-770-4340. And the access code is 250-513-pound. So the whole number again, 712-770-4340. Access code 250-513-pound. And you can also find this information at the dedicated website, wholeplanethealing.com. We get together on the phone. We share some thoughts back and forth. We mingle, let's say. Then when we mute the phone lines and when either read an excerpt or place a recording from past channeling, a few minutes usually, and then after that we do a planetary healing meditation to keep the phone lines muted, and Win goes over the issues globally that we shine our light on. Good evening. Welcome to the conference call. Please say your name and location.
Debbie from Costa Mesa.
Hello, Debbie. Welcome.
Hello. Hi. Hi, everybody.
Hi, Debbie.
Hi, Debbie.
And the next caller.
Don in Northern Ohio. Hi, hi, everybody.
Hello, Don. Welcome.
Thanks. Hi, everybody.
Good evening. Welcome to the conference call. Please say your name and location.
Hi, this is Cecil, the C6C Serpent from Seattle.
Hello, Cecil. Good evening. Welcome.
Hi, Cecil.
Hi, you guys.
This is Barb.
Hi, Barb.
Hi.
Hi, Barb.
Hi, Barb.
We welcome you.
Hello, Shirley from Ohio.
Good evening, Shirley. Welcome.
Hi.
And the new caller joining, welcome. Please say name and location.
Hi, this is Terry in Sedona.
Hello, Terry. Good evening. Welcome.
Good evening. Hi.
Hi, Terry.
Hi.
Hi, everybody.
Hi, Terry.
Hi, Terry.
Hi. Mm-hmm. Who's Hi. That?
Well, it's Cecil, come on.
Hi, Cecil.
Hi, Terry.
Hi.
Good evening. Welcome to the conference call. Please say your name and location.
Hi, Janine from Salt Lake City.
Hello, Janine. Welcome.
Hi.
Hello.
And the next caller, welcome. Please say your name and location.
Good evening. It's Wanda from Liebenthal.
Good evening, Wanda.
Good evening.
Hi, Wanda.
Hi, Wanda.
Hello, hi, Wanda.
Hello.
Good evening. Welcome to the conference call. Please say your name and location.
Roger in Austin.
Hello, Roger.
Hi, Roger.
Hi, Roger.
Hi, Roger.
Hi, everybody.
And to those who are listening in to BBS Radio, we can't hear you, we can't see you, but we are glad that you're participating. We welcome you.
I'm traveling, so I'm going to mute myself and get out of here.
All right. Be safe, Cecil.
Safe travels. So could any of you see the stars where you're at?
No, I'm indoors.
No, through your windows.
We're fog being.
I think it's cloudy here. It was. Probably still is.
Good evening. Welcome to the conference call. Please say your name and location. Of course, only if you want to, we welcome you. And Terry Brown is getting in here. Another person joined in. Welcome to the call. Please say your name and location.
Hello, hi. It's Jane in Pennsylvania.
Hello, Jane. Good evening. Welcome.
Hi, thank you.
Hi, Jane.
Hi, everybody.
Hi, Jane.
Hello, hello.
Hi, Jane.
Hey, Jane.
Hi.
Hi, Jane.
Hi. Everybody's here except me. I was the last one, huh?
When should be here momentarily?
Okay. All right. We're just lining up in the queue.
I've been going through the list of people, you know, that bought things and that and donated money and everything. And, like, a lot of you guys, like, go back to 2012 or, you know, 2010.
I know I have everything you ever sold. Multiple.
Who's that?
I know I just have a lot. Jane, oh. I'm a big purchaser.
Yeah, she hangs them up on her wall.
I have a wand that I've misplaced somewhere in the house.
I can't find one. I don't know where they went to.
I know. I'm trying to figure out where it went. I have to try to figure out where it went in the somewhere in the house.
And I know that thing. You could douse for it or something.
Well, I did find the charger to that shower thingy I was telling you about, but I haven't found a few other things yet.
What's the shower thing?
Yeah, I did find the charger for that, finally.
Yeah, what
the
is
shower
it?
Shower scrubber?
Mm. And Terry, thank you so much for the card. I haven't opened it yet, but I noticed I got a card in from you today.
Yeah, Lynn and I have been working on it, and he gave me stuff to put in on, and we've been putting them together.
All right. Thank you very much. Someone else joined in. Good evening to you. Please say your name and location.
Dr. Art in Hampton, Virginia.
Hello, Dr. Art.
Hey.
Hi, Dr.
Hey,
Dr. Art.
Hey.
Hey, Doc.
Hey.
Terry, I got your card came in this afternoon.
Who's this?
Lauren.
Hey, Lauren. I'm glad you got it.
Welcome nice. To the next caller. Please say your name and location.
It's Nick from Perth, Western Australia.
Hello,
hi,
Nick.
Hi,
welcome.
Nick.
Hi, Nick.
Hi, everyone.
Saint Nick.
How are we all today?
We're all good.
Good, thank you.
Are you far away from the fires, Nick?
I'm in Western Australia. I think all the fires are over east. I don't watch the news that much. I don't look into the news, so I'm not sure. But I'm pretty sure all the fires are over east. There were some fires here in up in the northern suburbs of Perth, but yeah, I live down in the southern suburbs, so I am far away. Yes.
Good evening. Welcome to the conference call. Please say your name is Win.
It's Win in Sedona.
Welcome.
Hi, Win.
Hi, Win.
Hello, Win.
Hi, Win.
Hi, Win.
Hi, Win. Hi. Hello, everybody.
Hello, Win.
Oh, that's Nick, right?
Correct.
You know, Nick, Terry and I, Terry more than me, okay? But Terry and I were really feeling guilty.
Why?
Today.
Okay.
Because we haven't done your reading yet.
Yep.
I'm just letting you know. You're getting our attention, okay?
Okay.
You know, we went through most of the readings, and there were three people, I think, that didn't get readings. And
yep.
Janine is one, and you're another, and Terry, who was the other person?
Mary Eileen.
Is Mary Eileen on the line?
Negative. She's not here now.
Okay. All right.
Janine is.
Wait a minute.
She wants her money back.
Oh, dear.
Hang on, I'll be right back.
No, I don't.
They spent it already.
You have to take an IOU.
You don't have to feel guilty, man. Like, feel good. Whenever you get around to me, I go with the flow, mate. I go with the flow.
Well, tell Terry not to be guilty, okay?
Don't be guilty, Terry.
Neither one of you be guilty.
Well, Terry gets more guilty.
What happens
than me.
When
now,
the timing is working itself out.
Nick,
it is. Yes.
Are you on WhatsApp?
I am. Yes.
On your 415-773 number?
Correct.
And what's the last digits after the 8?
43.
415-773-843.
843. Correct.
We have another call. Join in. Good evening to you. Welcome. Please say your name and location.
Hi, Terry from Dallas.
Hello, Terry. Welcome.
Hi, Terry.
Hi.
Okay.
Should have put +61 in the front.
6-1 on the front. I got that. Okay.
Yep.
First of all, I want to say hello to everybody on BBS. Okay? And I thought, would you like to say your name and your city?
Hi, it's Bonnie in California.
Oh, Bonnie. Are you really are you as cheery as you sound, Bonnie?
Yes.
I'm glad to hear it.
Yes, I am. Glad to be here.
And I don't think I'm going to fall asleep today, okay? Could you guys tell I was semi-asleep yesterday?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Terry, don't tell everybody when we don't hear you, you know? Just
why?
We already
I
know
mean, they'll wake you up.
Go.
Just come in and say, quietly, kick me, you know? You know, it's amazing when that happens. I'm actually hearing voices. I'm dreaming. And like very short little dreams and voices talking to me. And I don't usually get down what they're saying. You know, it's very similar to when I was waking up in the middle. Would you like to say your name and your city? And it's okay if you don't want to. But I thought today, is that a new person, Heist? Did you notice?
No.
Do I see Lauren here? Oh, that's
no. Jealous. Can you hear me?
Is that Lauren?
Yeah.
Lauren, are you checking your emails?
I am.
Once a year.
Well, being that you don't have a phone, you should check your emails more often, okay?
I've been checking them.
Lauren, this is Dr. Art. I sent you 2 emails. You haven't called me back.
No, not yet.
But Artie can't call people back because he has to get a new.
I can't call him. You told me he could call me.
Yeah, I can. And oh, yeah, I haven't done that yet.
Okay.
I've been sleeping most of the time, as a matter of fact.
Well, I got some information for you. Okay.
I got that. Yeah.
And Cecil, are you there, Cecil? I know I saw you there.
He's driving right now. He came in and he had to mute himself and start driving.
Okay. Well, I want you to know, Cecil, when you're not on the calls, I feel a sense of loss. Okay? So that's all.
Yes, the seasick serpents.
Right.
Seasick.
This is Cecil. What were you saying?
Cecil, I was just telling everybody I couldn't stand you.
Couldn't stand me? Huh? That's normal.
That's not true. I was telling people I miss you when you're not on the call.
Oh, yeah. Well, I can't always get on live, but I almost always hear the replays.
Yeah. Well, I don't mean that you should get on the call. I'm just telling you my experience, okay?
Well, thank you for missing me.
Yeah.
You're one of the few in the world that misses me.
Yeah. But, of course, there's that famous song, "How Can I Miss You If You Don't Go Away?" So.
Yeah. I understand that.
Yep.
Yeah, I've been traveling. I just now landed at my house, so
okay.
Things will get a little bit better.
And Art, what is that? Isn't there something called MC oil or something like that?
MTC.
MTC. Isn't that good for...
MCT.
Medium chain triglyceride.
MCT. Isn't that good for people that are having trouble remembering things?
Yeah, yes. Dementia. That's what Lauren told me.
Remembering what?
Yeah, Cecil, you don't have to answer me. You're busy driving, but remember that.
I'm at home now, and I have MTC oil. Have had for quite some time, but I can't get it down my wife. I use it myself. I use it myself, but I...
Put it in cellars. Make sure it's the one that's just... 100% from coconut.
Yes.
Yeah.
Now, can you mix that with other food?
Yep.
And take
sure.
It? Yep. It doesn't lose oh. It. So that's
nope.
A way to get it down.
The one that Lauren told me was the best is Viva.
Viva. Viva.
Yeah. Yeah.
So,
I get mine from Dr. Mercola, and it's good. I can drink it whole. It has very little taste to it.
But your wife won't take it, right?
Right.
But you can sneak it into her. You can sneak it into her other food, right?
Yeah. No.
Yeah. No.
No. And I can't get my daughter to cook with that.
I mean, if you make a salad and put some on a salad, might it not help?
Well, she likes this salad dressing. So I don't know
how you're doing it.
She'd be able to mix them in with a salad dressing. I don't think it would change the flavor very much.
Yeah. It makes, she's pretty fussy what she eats.
You got to be stealth. All right. You know what I'm going to do?
You can mix it in with your coffee. That's what I do. I drink it with my coffee.
Oh,
well, I do too, but she doesn't drink coffee, so that doesn't work.
Nick, do you have dementia?
Me? No, probably not.
What do you take it for?
It's great for brain function. It's one of the best nutrients to feed your brain. It's for healthy.
Terry, are you taking this?
What is it?
Huh?
What?
MCT oil.
No.
Medium chain triglycerides.
What?
Supposed to be good helping people with their memories and stuff like
yes.
that.
What do they call
it?
When they mix it with coffee, what do you call that? It's like
bulletproof coffee.
Bulletproof, yeah. It's what it is. Bulletproof coffee. Mm.
Yeah.
And now you can make the grass-fed butter as well, or ghee.
Yeah, I heard that.
All right, I'm starting the recording. Hang on. I'm not muting you all.
The recording has started.
This is December 30th, 2019, and we are slowly coming down on New Year's Eve. It's tomorrow night. How many of you are going to a New Year's party?
Yep. Have to drive 2 hours back.
Well, watch out for drunks, okay?
Yeah, that's for sure.
I mean, when I was a kid in high school, I had my one big major accident on New Year's Eve when a guy was driving on the wrong side of the road. And if I could help it, I wouldn't drive on New Year's Eve, but if you do, you just assume everybody's drunk, you know? And
I assume that every day.
You do? Okay. All right.
Usually I stay home, but this year we're going to relatives.
Yeah. I wanted to talk a little bit about the session they did yesterday, because I had some ahas on it. And I wanted to explore it because I thought people knew something was going on, but they didn't grasp it intuitively. Am I right?
Well, no, yeah, they
some keep... didn't grasp it at all. Some grasped it partway, I think.
Yeah.
Well, I noticed one thing. It's like when we were, Lauren and I were talking back and forth with the Elohim were talking and coming in. Every now and then they would say something that I wouldn't repeat. Like, and that's why a thief will not get away with it in the long run. That kind of thing. They throw that in every now and then. Something like that.
Now, why didn't you repeat it? Would you like to say your name and your city?
Well, it's going pretty fast.
Mm-hmm. Okay. You weren't censoring them, right?
No, I wasn't censoring it. It sometimes it just comes so fast I can't get it all out.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't want to change.
Muted.
Okay, I didn't want to shoot, break the flow.
Mm-hmm.
I got the
okay.
Thing.
Okay, I already did it. Did you do it too? If you
no,
you'll screw it up. Okay. You're too slow, Heis.
I know.
And, you know, another thing I decided to do is I want to roast some people on a Monday. But I don't know if roast is the right word. What is a roast to you guys?
Alive?
Does that mean, huh? Alive? No. Like a celebrity roast? Remember when they had that on TV? And they'd have a celebrity and all their friends were there and they'd make comments about them and they would joke.
They're really mean nowadays.
They're mean now?
Yeah. But funny sometimes.
Well, I think I remember seeing Dean Martin getting roasted.
I don't see what the benefit is.
But I don't mean in roasting that way. I mean, I want to give Heis an award, like for contribution. Other people, I want to give certain other people awards.
That's
you know,
the opposite of a roast.
What's that?
That's the opposite of a roast.
Okay. Well, then that's what I mean, the opposite of a roast. All right? And because I just want to acknowledge the people that have made awesome contributions. And all of you are making an awesome contribution by showing up. Maybe I should get everybody an award, but I'll think about it. Given it. Antonio an award. Give Morgan an award. By the way,
you could have called the award the Antonios.
The Antonios? Well, that's an idea. No, I think, but I don't want it to be tongue-in-cheek, you know? But you know what? You can design the whatever a cartoon for the award, if you want to. Wouldn't that be a challenge? All right.
He's muted.
Huh?
He's
not
muted.
If it's into my head, then it's not a challenge.
Mm-hmm.
I have to work at it. It's a challenge.
Okay. Well, what I want to do is, hang on a second. I want to give everybody, somebody asked me for Morgan's address, and I didn't give it to them because I have to find it. And I thought, if you all send a card of some sort to Morgan, she would probably really appreciate it, you know? And how many of you want her phone number? Nobody, right?
They're all muted, then.
Oh, they are. Okay, hang on a second.
Unmuted.
Yeah, I think it was Phyllis who wanted her address.
What's that?
I think it was Phyllis who wanted her address.
I wanted her address, too.
Yeah, that's right.
Okay. So, those of you that are willing, write her address down. And here it is. Her official name is Nancy Nee, with N-E-E is her last name. It's called Summerlin, S-U-M-M-E-R-L-I-N. The address is 10550 Puck Run Drive.
What?
Can you spell that?
Park, P-A-R-K. Second word, okay. Run, R-U-N, drive.
Mm-hmm.
Las Vegas, 89145.
Okay, what was that? The what was her last name? And
the last her
Knee.
Last name? Knee.
Spell it. N E E.
N E E. No K.
N double E.
Right.
Yeah.
Phone number.
You want her phone number?
Sure.
Well, her phone wasn't working, but if you
okay.
can call up, you can call up the home she's in. She'll really appreciate it, especially on a holiday day, you know.
Now, in addition to the address, I have her room number. According to my information, it is 211 B from Boy.
That's right. Oh, I was going to say that. 211B. Okay. And whoever just came on, would you like to say your name and your city?
Hi, this is Anne Kentwa. No, I'm still. This is terrible. Happy New Year, everybody. And I'm Federal Way. I can't
Hi.
Believe already yeah. what time it is. Oh, goodness.
Federal Way, Washington, right?
Yes. Federal Way, Wah.
Wah.
Wah, for W-A. Yep.
Yeah, I know where Federal Way, Wah is.
You're in Seattle, perhaps?
Uh-huh.
Ah. Well,
Vin, you
hello.
You did a port drop on muting the dings.
What is that?
I said you did a poor job on muting the dings.
Listen, fire me, okay?
I'm going to do it now, okay?
Okay.
Just do it again, okay?
Ice, you're gonna lose out on your award if you keep that up.
So this home
right.
she's in is in Summerland, well?
Summerland is the name of the home. It's not the city. It's in Las Vegas. You want me to say the address again?
Yes.
Okay, let me give you her phone number because I'm in a different place. Phone
okay.
number is 702-515-6200. And you will get the nurse's station, and then ask for Nancy Knee, and they'll ring through to her room. She does have a cell phone. 211B, yeah.
Yeah.
But for some reason, her cell phone wasn't working. Maybe it'll work next time, but I would say... call... I haven't been able to get her for the past few days, except by calling directly to Summerlin.
Is it Summerlin or Summerlin? I-N or A-N?
S-U-M-M-E-R-L-I-N.
I-N.
Okay. I think it's officially called the Heights of Summerlin, but I'm sure if you put Summerlin there with the right address, it'll get there. So... I wanted to try to, I'll leave the lines open unless you get too noisy, but I wanted to try to talk about this idea of timelines because it's very subtle. And I know that I've accessed this idea in my own experience. I think Terry has. I think all of you have. when you're coming onto this line. And I wanted to try to put it into words, because if I didn't understand it and have the experience, I would think it had something to do with emotions, you know, feeling good. And it doesn't necessarily have to do with emotions or feeling good. Like, if you're on this call, how many of you have noticed energy on the call coming into your body?
Oh, yeah.
Presence of it.
Okay. Yeah.
Now, you know, when the energy comes in, it feels good, but it's not emotional. You follow what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Sure.
Emotional feeling good is different, okay? And normally, we think of feeling good, we think of our emotions. But there's another kind of feeling when this energy comes in. Anyone want to take a shot at sharing what their experience is when this energy comes in? How does it feel, if you can put it in words?
A buzzing vibration with a big warmth with it.
A big what?
Warm buzzing vibration. It's like your body's humming.
With a big hum. Okay.
Like it's a big hum, but it's silent and it encompasses your whole body.
Right. Okay. That's something like I feel. Anyone else want to make a comment? No one's going to tell us how it feels to them, right? Does anyone ever get goosebumps on the call?
For me, it's just a sense, you know. It's like a presence.
A presence.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think I feel the energies change my vibration. I can feel them sometimes stronger than others, but I definitely feel when they come on. I can feel them throughout my whole body, and mm-hmm. like later on after I get off the call, depending on what environment I'm in, I can feel when, like, especially if you're around negative people or negative situations, I can feel the vibration come down a lot. Like, mm-hmm. you know, it might be an hour or two later and I'll be in a negative environment. I can feel that vibration come back down, and mm-hmm. I can definitely tell the difference between the vibrational, the energies, or the vibration of those energies from time to time. Or from, mm-hmm. yeah, before I get onto the call, when I'm on the call, and then whatever period of time after the call where they kind of not wear off, but when my vibration changes due to my environment.
Mm-hmm. Thank you for sharing, Nick. Anyone else?
I see color. I see
who is
purple.
That? Barb. Who is that?
Barb,
okay. You see
I
color?
See color. Purple is the main color. Mm-hmm. And sometimes I see the oval, white ovals inside the purple color.
You mean like orbs?
And I also get the tinglies.
Well, Barb, you might, anybody else see color?
I do. I see blues and greens and purple in orbs.
And who is that? Although I think I know.
Shirley,
right.
And this is Jane. I see colors too.
Mm-hmm.
Especially on a Sunday. It's almost like a light show.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's how you can explain it. Sometimes they swirl, sometimes they throb.
Sometimes it's like waves back and forth, from one side to the other.
It just depends who's talking, too.
Mostly on Sundays this happens.
Colors and orbs with different people speaking.
You get it more with Terry than you do with me? I can handle it.
I think it's probably even.
Even?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, green with purple polka dots.
The purple people eater,
I think it depends on the topic. The topic makes a difference also.
Why, I also hold two pieces of quartz in my hand when we're on the whole planet healing.
Mm-hmm. Terry, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Now, do you want to share how it feels to you when they come in?
Well, I get visual. I get videos. Like, of wherever they're going, I get a video of it in color.
How about when I'm talking? You get videos when I'm talking, too? They're paying attention to me. No,
I don't.
Because, you know, oftentimes they pay attention to me while I'm talking. And then when you come in, they just follow right along with what I was saying and expand on it, you know?
That's right, yeah. That's right.
Yeah. But they're not traveling. What's that, Lauren?
I get kind of like an interdimensional sense. And I mean, clarity. And there's colors there, but they're not like the colors you see physically.
Mm-hmm.
They're very clear.
Mm-hmm.
And very transparent and very clear.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And sometimes it can get into like an extension of the rainbow above
mm-hmm.
and below it, you know, in terms of frequency.
Mm-hmm.
I can generally tell when, you know, when like when the Elohim are speaking, that sort of thing, you know, I get their presence, not as a single individual, but as a group.
Mm-hmm.
It's just like we're kind of like swapping notes, so to speak.
Mm-hmm. Did they give you little messages when you have that experience?
Little flashes. I mean, like it's kind of like a signaling each other, you know, back and forth, you know, like little flashes of things, you know, the telegraphing. It's pretty much real time. And it's just, it's there and it's gone. And they, it's not like looking at a picture and you have this, and you close your eyes after you look at the picture and it persists. It's not
mm-hmm.
like that at all. It's just
fleeting.
Yeah. I get that too. It's like flashes and it's there and it's gone.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And at real time, but not. Like I'm getting it now, you know.
Right.
You know, and going hi, and I go hi.
I'm getting it too. And I'm sending it to everybody. I don't know if you're getting it.
They're sending
it.
Yeah, they are. It's kind of it's something like a group affair. If you will, you know, and it can be expanded, changed around to include others.
whoever happens to want.
Yeah.
Whoever is tuned in, focus.
Uh-huh.
I remember when I was doing a live talk. In fact, it was the very first live talk I did in 2004. I could see this energy, like a white cloud, descend, but it was moving around. It was expanded, and certain people were not included. And then suddenly, I would say something, and the person would feel included, and the energy would move over to them. And, you know, if anyone's listening to this on BBS, you're not excluded from this experience. They can pay attention to you just as well as they can pay attention to the people that are on this call that you're hearing. And
nobody's excluded. There's this communication that's going on there, whether you're consciously aware of it or not. That's good, but it's not a requirement, because you are in communication with them and vice versa.
Yeah, but this is not suggestion. This is not like you're going to feel it by suggestion, but you'll feel it by opening to it. You might just close your eyes. How many of you feel the energy in your crown chakra and in your third eye?
I do.
Yeah.
Yes.
I can.
Mm-hmm. Particularly when we're doing whole planet healing. And yes. even that can be subtle, because it shows up and you don't even realize it's special. Sometimes I call it to people's attention, because I can feel when their energy is coming down. And I know when it's coming down through me, it's coming down through other people. Now, sometimes it's coming down through other people and I'm not able to do it, and I know it's happening. Because I have to be in somewhat of a good balance, not perfect, but somewhat of a good balance on whole planet healing to do this every night. And we are now in high gear of accomplishing stuff. Like for the first time in years, Terry and I are actually working together and accomplishing things together, you know, mundane things, because there's a lot of mundane things that have to be done to keep all the shows running that we're running, okay? And mundane things like sending emails, like sending Christmas cards, like calling stores. I mean, Terry, we have not been very good at that, because there just was not enough time in the course of a day. And plus, Terry, you know, went through a long period of time being relatively, how do I say it, not focused on the physical world. She'll float around in the higher realms, and when it came to being focused on the physical, it was really, really hard. And ever since she's had that recovery from almost dying, she has gotten way, way better at all kinds of stuff and being more grounded. So, anyone else have an experience that's different from what other people are experiencing?
I know okay. If I call in and I get upset, I feel a lot better and more relaxed and loving.
Uh-huh. Yeah, when you're on the calls.
Yep. And it stays. It doesn't go away.
Mm-hmm.
I get physical sensations. There's times when I just have this great welling up of emotion inside my chest, just like bam, like my heart is full. And then I also get sensations on my scalp, like my scalp almost like it's contracting across my skull. That's when I know I'm connected. And I also get visual. If my eyes are closed, I get, kind of a kaleidoscopic colors. And then usually I'll get sort of a pulse from the bottom upwards, just sort of a pulsing of colors radiating up over and over and over. It's interesting. That is very regular, this pulsing.
Terry?
Yeah.
You know, we have 6 minutes. We have 6 minutes left on the call. Okay?
Yeah.
And it might be interesting to have them come in and say something on this, if you feel like it. We got a pretty good energy, so I don't think it'll take too much energy to do it.
Yeah. Okay.
You want to do it? Okay.
Yeah.
Because they've been here. And I suspect so.
Yeah.
So we've never had this kind of conversation before. In fact, there were times when I said, if I ask this and nobody's experiencing anything, then maybe I should find a new job. Not that this is a job, but it's amazing that we're having this experience. It is. And, all right, let's call in the light. We have
muted
5 or 6 minutes. Father, Mother, God, we ask for the light surround to protect each person here. And any negativity be taken to the highest realms of light and be transmuted for the highest good of all concerned. We see ourselves in the flow of energy radiating from the center of the universe through the galaxies, through the Milky Way, through the solar system, through the outer energy fields of planet Earth, through our bodies, and into the center of the Earth. And right now, we invoke a group energy connection while maintaining the sovereign integrity of our souls. We invite those sources that are positive, service to others, honoring the law of one, to join with us. We create a protected space that only the positive has access to. Anything not of that nature must leave now. And do we have our sources present?
Yes, we greet you in the love light of the one infinite creator. As you have been talking, we have been here. And we can describe our experience to you. It is as when one person is talking, we then focus on that person in polarity, although that may not be a word, in wholeness. We focus upon them. It is much as if you were sitting on a bench and then focus on the tree and then focus on somebody walking by and then focus on a stole or somebody has, and then focus on a blade of grass, and then focus on the sky and focus on a cloud. It is like we are simply focusing on each person in wholeness, as they are speaking, and we are with them at that point where that becomes our focus. Thank you for having us come in and participate with each and every one of you, and we love you, and happy holiday season. Thank you.
Can I ask a question?
Okay.
The question is, some people are having different kinds of experiences. Some of them are correlative and some of them are completely different. Okay? Now, does the kind of experience a person is having, for example, if somebody is derivative of the Elohim group in this realm, will their experience be different, possibly, than someone who is derivative of the Ra group?
Yes, the experience, someone from the Elohim group has the experience of being with the Elohim group and in the frequencies of the Elohim can be a higher frequency, not better, but higher than the frequency of someone in the Ra group who would be more grounded and would have more in touch with, the note of C, the foundation. And the person's track and their history and their experience lends them to have a different experience depending upon what their history is.
Mm-hmm. If somebody is seeing colors, would that be more indicative when they shut their eyes and they see colors? Would that
not necessarily.
Not necessarily.
No.
What would the experience be more likely? More likely the experience. This means absolute for someone who was derivative of the Elohim.
They would be able to see our colors, which would be the light pink or in shading like purple, and the higher frequencies, the higher chakra of the throat is blue, and then up into the head is indigo, and they would be able to get up into the higher chakras more easily, but this isn't necessarily true from case to case.
Mm-hmm. And when somebody feels like a general vibration through their body, which I do.
You what? You don't?
Which I feel.
You feel, okay.
Yeah. I might sometimes see colors, but I feel like tingling all through my body, and it feels like my DNA is being upgraded when I'm having that feeling.
That's entirely possible.
Yeah. And, but I think, and you might want to confirm this or not, I think I'm more derivative of the Ra group than the Elohim group.
Yes.
But, is that true?
Yes, you have spent a lot of time developing in your foundation chakras,
mm-hmm.
which would be more of a Ra trait.
And Terry would be more of an Elohim connection.
Yes.
But I think we both have some experience of both groups.
That's correct.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I thank you so much for coming in and sharing that.
We send love and light, and we actual physical light to each and every person on the line here or who will listen in the future.
Wonderful. And we thank you so much for paying attention to our little group and helping us in the ways you contribute.
It is mutual.
Yes. So, on that note, I hope I recorded this call. Let's see here.
PBS recorded it if you didn't.
Yeah, I think I'd hang on a second here.
Yes, be good.
We're recording it. Okay.
Thank you, Elohim.
We send you radiant energy and love.
That's love back.
So on that note, I'm going to unmute everybody.
Unmuted.
Thank you, Seattle.
Thank you, Cecil.
Thank you from Mount Valley.
Thank you
from Perth, Australia. God bless and Happy New Year.
Thank you from Salt Lake.
Thank you from the bottom of my heart.
Thank you, thank you.
Doodles, see you next year.
Who was that?
Lauren.
Okay. Lauren, give me a call after Whole Planet Healing, if you want to.
Yeah.
Okay.
Give us a call.